He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the March 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, yesterday it was a weak economic report that happened towards the end of the show that kind of put the market in the red yesterday. And today it is a stronger than expected economic report that has now put the Dow in the green for the day. And that just came out a few minutes ago. We were down 70 points on the Dow. Now we're up 16. That's an 85-point turnaround. Quicker than you can blink an eye, the Dow is now at 25,835. The S&P still under the line just a little bit here. We're down 1 point to 2,791. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ has just gone positive. We're up by 2 points now on the NASDAQ at 7,578. The Russell 2000 down about 0.3%. That's the small cap index. We've got gold at, let's see, where is gold today? Okay, we got to refresh that page, don't we? Gold is down a little bit here. Gold has been under some pressure here since it peaked about 3 or 4 days ago. Crude oil is up 16 cents to 56.75. Gold's down 60 cents, 12.87. And we've got the 10-year, which has been under some pressure here. It had a rally yesterday during the 200-point sell-off in the Dow, but we're back up 1 basis point today. And the 10-year is now at 2.74%. That's 2.74%. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in rainy, I guess you could call it. Yeah, it's rainy today a little bit in Charleston, South Carolina. We had a spill in the market yesterday. You know, it's really the first spill that we've had in 2019, and I'm kind of anxious actually to go through the market today. And there might be something that's pulled back a little bit here that is now in a better buy range. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend, in fact, the title of the newsletter was Time for a Pause with a question mark and a picture from the 50s of some folks sitting around their living room having a nice refreshing Coca-Cola. The pause that refreshes. And I said, you know what? I think it's due. I think the market is due for a pause here. And I gave several reasons, mainly the technical resistance that the market was hitting. I showed that very clearly in my newsletter last week. And if you're not getting my newsletter every week, I don't know where you're going to get harder hitting, you know, from the edge of America, a very edgy newsletter packed full of information from a guy who leaves the docks every morning and spends the day on the water searching every little nook, every little tributary of the market out there. Then I report back to you in my newsletter every weekend. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com so you too can stay on top of these markets. You know, it was just a few weeks ago that I was up to about 850 B-plus or better ranked stocks. I use that as a contrary indicator. When that number gets high, that's also signs of time maybe for a pullback in the market. The market's a little bit overheated. So where are we at today? 585. B-plus or better stocks. That's a little hot still. I normally have about 300 to 400. Conversely, when I get to a very low number, which I did in December, I got clear down to just 35 B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database of about 5,100. That was an indicator that the market was oversold. And you've seen what's happened since the day after Christmas. Well, today is an anniversary. Happy anniversary to the bull market, which turns 10 years old today. Can you believe it? It was on March 9th of 2019 when the S&P 500 got down to the biblical number of 666. That's right, 666. That's Revelation chapter 13. Well, the market has been rebounding, has been in a bull market ever since. And let's not forget, in 2009, we also had the earnings for the S&P 500 bottom out at about $56 per share. What are we expecting this year in earnings? Well, somewhere in the 165 to 170 neighborhood. In other words, earnings have tripled since the market hit bottom and earnings hit bottom back in 2009. And guess what the market has done? It has tripled too. Do you see that correlation between earnings growth, earnings expectations, and the market, and obviously the stocks that make up the market? So if I had some Little River Band music here, I'd be playing Happy Anniversary, Baby. Got You on My Mind. It is March the 9th, 2019. Today, March the 5th, 2019. It is the 10-year anniversary of this bull market. Well, what happened yesterday? Everybody wants an explanation, Gunderson. Why did we all of a sudden, we were down 450 points, and you know what? Reminiscences of Christmas Eve and the weeks leading up to the holiday season definitely hit that sick feeling. How much further are we going to go down? We were down 450 at one point. The NASDAQ was down about 90 at one point. The NASDAQ was much worse than it ended up. The NASDAQ was only down 18 points by the end of the day, but most of that was Amazon and Facebook. If you looked at other stocks in the NASDAQ, especially the software stocks, it seemed to be a huge profit-taking sell-off in the stocks that have done the best. In other words, the risk-on stocks. But there were some exceptions. Amazon had a terrific day yesterday. Facebook had a terrific day yesterday. Alibaba had a terrific day. But the vast majority of hot NASDAQ stocks, the growers, the leaders here in 2019, sold off to the tune of 2 to 3% yesterday. And the S&P, which even though it made a comeback in the day, it was only a few stocks driving that comeback. Same with the Dow. The healthcare stocks, heavy pressure again yesterday. They were triple teamed. One, Senate looking into insulin pricing. That hurt the drug stocks. Two, privately held Purdue Pharmaceutical, the maker of OxyContin, is considering Chapter 11. And three, the ongoing talk amongst the Democrats especially about Medicare for All. We've seen a pretty wicked sell-off in United Healthcare. In Humana, in WellCare, in other stocks, Anthem, Blue Cross, other stocks, the health insurers. And that's the only thing I can point to is the talk of this Medicare for All, which would basically put those companies out of business, or it would completely transform those companies. Now, what are the chances of that happening? Well, nil and none over the next 2 years, but what about after that? That's what the market seems to be worried about, the healthcare sector right now. We also, it was that the market was up yesterday, and then all of a sudden we got a construction spending slip report in December. And that's really when I really started to see the market go south, because it was a big miss in construction spending. Instead of being up 0.3% like it was expected to be, it was down 0.6%. And one other big factor was the factor that I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend was technical resistance. 2817 on the S&P 500 was big technical resistance, big resistance. Many times the market will hit that technical resistance and back off. It'll hit it again and back off. It could even hit it three times and back off before it eventually breaks through that resistance level and starts challenging the old highs of the market. In my opinion, that's the scenario we're going to see. I do believe we will break through that resistance level, but right now we're fighting it. We're bumping our head on the ceiling right now, but I think we're going to break through at some point. Why? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I believe we're in a little bit of a pause here in the market. I went through that in my newsletter over the weekend. And I also went over my new earnings estimates for this year for the S&P 500. That's critical. Since 2009, earnings for the S&P 500 aggregate have been going up. As long as they keep going up, the market's going to keep going up. And when it comes to an end, it comes to an end, and the market appreciation is going to come to an end. And when earnings start to recede again, when they will, that bull market will be over. That will be the biggest factor to end this bull market, with an asterisk, because we did go into bear market territory for about 3 days in late December of this year, of last year, actually. Well, we have now, it looks like it's going to be one of those whiplash kind of days. Call your chiropractor, your friendly neighborhood chiropractor. You may get a little stiff neck here today. We're now down again in the market, down about 60 points. So, wow, it's been a kind of a wild ride here yesterday and today. Now, today we get better than expected economic reports. Construction spending, we know, slipped in December, but new home sales came in above estimates. The December new home sales. Now, these are people going to a housing tract and buying a brand new home. 621,000 versus 600K expected. Well, interest rates have dropped. Interest rates are very low once again, and that is helping, I'm sure, these new home sales. And also, I think the lending standards have been relaxed once again. I've been told, even told, they're almost as loose as 2008, 2009. I don't know if that's true, but I have heard that from a few people in the industry. The ISM non-manufacturing index, that came in hotter than expected. 59.7 versus 57.2. I talked a little bit about the panel meeting yesterday to look into high drug prices. Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa, says the cheaper insulin, which Lilly is coming out, is only one piece of the puzzle. And more needs to be done, considering that insulin has been available for many years. Why are they just lowering the price, he says. His committee has sent letters to insulin makers requesting information about their pricing practices. And this is putting the drug stocks under pressure. Also putting the entire healthcare sector under a bit of pressure. Potential Purdue bankruptcy, well, that's hurting McKesson. That's hurting AmerisourceBergen. They also sell opioids. It's hurting Cardinal Health. They're in the red yesterday in apparent sympathy with many opioid drug makers in the wake of a possible bankruptcy filing by Purdue Pharma connected to its role in the opioid crisis. Purdue is facing about 2,000 lawsuits over its alleged misbehavior promoting OxyContin. Well, I talked yesterday about, today about Amazon. Very unusual move yesterday. I don't know what was behind it. Amazon is following through again today. In fact, Amazon is challenging 1700. The NASDAQ would have been a lot worse yesterday, the averages, because if you took Amazon out of the mix, Amazon had a huge day yesterday. Now, I continue to own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio, but it had a very unusual good day yesterday in a very weak market. Go figure. I don't know what it was all about. It had to have been the grocery store news, I guess, that they're going to open a bunch of grocery stores. They're going to go into the bricks and mortar business, the very business that they disrupted, which seems counterintuitive, but that seems to be the case. Amazon is back above. It was 1,700. Amazon, during the sell-off in the market, got down to 1,300. On December 24th, Amazon hit 1,300. It did a death cross. That's the crossover of the 50-day moving average, of the 200-day moving average. Looking back, that was a tremendous buying opportunity when Amazon hit 1,307, because now it's back to 1,700, and I did buy my Amazon back. I didn't buy it right at the bottom, but I waited for that horrible downtrend. You know what? Amazon went from 2,000 to 1,300. That's a 700-point drop. That was a 35% sell-off from late September to mid-December. 35%, and one of the great stocks of our day, large cap company, and now it's back to 1,700. While Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, the other one that stood out to me yesterday was Facebook. And it stands out to me again today, very much so. What's up with Fang here? Look at the chart on Facebook. 172 is the resistance level. Facebook had a big breakout yesterday, despite all the controversy that surrounds this stock. Let's not forget that during all of this controversy, over the last 5 years, Facebook's earnings have been growing by 74% per year. That's the average. Facebook got clear down to 123 on December 24th. And now it's back to 169, and it has a very, very perky, a very, very favorable looking chart right now. And as I say, the NASDAQ would have been down a lot more. I had somebody write to me, one of my clients, hey, the NASDAQ was only down 18 points yesterday, yet your portfolios, Gunderson, were down more than that. Well, I do own Amazon. I don't own Facebook, but the NASDAQ was probably down about 2% yesterday if you took out that move in Facebook. China cuts its growth target and it outlines spending plans. I see some perky action in these Chinese stocks. I wrote about that in my newsletter 2 weeks ago. In fact, the newsletter was titled Red Hot China Stocks. Look at today. I'm seeing YY, that's the breakout of the day. They're a Chinese provider of online social communication platform offering real-time voice, text, and video, a $5 billion company. YY, why is it up? YY, it's up 13% today. They reported better than expected earnings. I've also been seeing very nice action activity in Facebook. Excellent chart again today in Facebook. Not Facebook. I'm sorry. Baba. Alibaba. Let's see how Alibaba's looking today. Alibaba had a breakout yesterday. Today it is flat. Let's look at FXI, which is the Chinese large cap. It's up 0.4% today. The Chinese stocks, you know, China got down to a PE ratio. I want to say it got under 10 there for a little while. And now the Chinese stocks looking decent again on the rumors that we're very close to a deal. And I think that was another part of yesterday's sell-off. Buy the rumor, sell the news that there is a deal between us and China. A lot of stocks in the news today. Amazon, Pfizer, Target, Kohl's.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you are nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We will be in Dallas on April the 2nd. Let me get my calendar out here. Dallas will be, where's April? There's April. Dallas will be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of April. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we'll be doing a workshop on Thursday evening. We will be at the Hilton Conference Center, Grapevine. So if you heard it through the grapevine, it's true. Gunderson on his way to Dallas, April 3rd, 4th, 5th. We've already got several spots taken on those appointments that I've made available. There are a limited number of appointments during the three-day time period that I will be there. Most of those appointments will occur on Wednesday and Thursday. That's the 3rd and the 4th. If you want to book an appointment with Gunderson, you need to call pretty quickly because they will sell out. The number to call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Edie booking the appointments for Gunderson on our first stop of our North American tour, and then the tour bus will be headed for Sarasota on May 8th, 9th, and 10th. I got a lot of folks to meet with down in Sarasota, and some good restaurants there. You know, Grouper is the deal there in Florida. We have Grouper up here in Charleston, but not like Florida Grouper. That's the best Grouper around. We will be there in Sarasota on the 8th, 9th, 10th of May. Looking forward to that. All right, let's see what else. We got some individual stocks in the news here today, and I'm going to have some featured stocks of the day. All of a sudden, Amazon is perking up big time. I'm not going to use it as my featured stock, but I am going to reiterate that I do have a big position in Amazon, and it has been hitting, been very perky here recently. There's an interesting, Amazon.com, long seen as a villain by shopping center owners for driving their brick-and-mortar retail chains tenants out of business, is now coveted as a tenant by mall landlords. While chains like Sears and Macy's trim back their physical stores, Amazon has been building up its presence and is experimenting with new physical retail formats. Especially attractive is the kind of consumer that Amazon is likely to draw. Well, I would agree with that. That's a different cat that goes into Amazon than JCPenney, right? Okay, it's the millennial. It's a younger crowd, which is very desirable at a shopping mall. And let's not forget that the retailer has a very rich database of consumer data. So the Real Estate Investment Trust, now coveting Amazon, coming to a mall near them. Amazon is also testing its Amazon Go cashierless convenience stores and stores that sells items with ratings over 4 stars from its website. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Chain store sales up 4.2%. It looks like the consumer is still perky. We've got Target today beating their estimates by a penny. They're also beating on revenue. We will be getting to Minnesota. That will probably be the next trip, and then Seattle after that. Target is up 4.2% today, breaking out of a sideways consolidation. Let's see how Target is ranked in the best stock now, the Pride of Minnesota. A lot of people that come to my workshops in Minnesota and meet with me work for Target Corporation. Target is currently ranked number 2,492 out of 5,070 stocks. It's pretty much been a sub I hate to tell you, but over the last 3 years, Target, 0% return, while the market's up about 35%. So it's really trailed the market big time over the last 3 years, and I just think that that's a sign of the times. This moving to the online retailers, I've had the folks from iBuy ETF on my show many times. They came up with the online retail ETF. If you compare that with the traditional bricks and mortar ETF, which is XRT, you can see the huge disparity between the two. And now they have XBuy, which goes outside of the United States. A lot of online retailers, very good ones in countries and on stock exchanges that we just can't buy. We'd have to do it through an ETF like XBuy. XBuy has been doing really good. Let's just check in on it real quickly. I featured him on my show here a few weeks ago, hitting a new all-time high today. XBuy came public at 25. It's already at 28. It's up 12% since coming public in late January. You heard it here on the Gunderson Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Target beating by 1 cent. They had very strong holiday quarter comps. The economy is good. The consumer is still strong. And there is evidence of that in the earnings report by Target. Now, Kohl's is another interesting story because Kohl's has been teaming up with who? Yes, their nemesis, Amazon. Kohl's beats by 6 cents. Apparently, this strategy is working for Kohl's. I do not own Kohl's. Kohl's is up 5.2% today. Let's see where Kohl's is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. It's currently ranked at number 3,296 out of 5,070. That is not going to make the cut. It will not be. You will not find it in my growth and income portfolio where it would be a candidate. It has a big dividend yield, does Kohl's, 3.34%. I'm always wary of these big dividend payers. That means there's not any growth. In fact, over the last 5 years, Kohl's has been growing their earnings by 2% per year. Can you say soggy? Stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. Kohl's has basically been a market performer. Let's see if it's even kept up with the market here recently. Kohl's has trailed the market over the last 10 years. It's had a good 3-year run and it's had a good 1-year run. Not bad. I can't knock it that much. The valuation, however, just not there. I have an F plus. F Troop. Remember that show on TV, F Troop? That's where Kohl's is in their valuation. I have Kohl's ranked number 3,296 out of 5,070. Now, a much more perky stock in the news today. Let's see if we can make that our featured stock of the day. Well, it's down 6% today, but it's had a good run. Ciena Corp, which is a fiber optics company, headquartered in Hanover, Maryland. They design Ethernet switching systems used in network infrastructure by the telecom and cable service providers. Man, I remember how hot these stocks were back in 2000 during the dot-com bubble when the internet was really starting to take the world by storm. I think Ciena was one of those hot stocks back then. Well, Ciena's put in some pretty good numbers here recently. Let's see where Ciena, C-I-E-N, is ranked right now. C-I-E-N is ranked at number 515. It does not quite make the cut. You know, I like about the top 350 or so, top 300. Ciena comes in at 515. It's been red hot lately. In fact, over the last 12 months, Ciena's up 84%. But that's taken a lot of the valuation out of the stock. I have a D-plus value grade, an A-plus momentum grade. So there you go. A momentum stock. If I was a momentum guy only, this would be a strong contender. But I also weigh the valuation of the shares. I have 63% upside potential. I like 80% or more. Therefore, Ciena comes in ranked at number 500. I've looked at it many times over the last several months, but like I say, falls just short of that top billing status. Well, let's try to find a best stock now. There's one. Okay, that's the one we'll talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back. You're to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a little bit of news. Let's get some of this out of the way, and then we'll get to the featured stock of the day. How about Ctrip? That is the big travel company of China. Wow, look at that. Ctrip. CTRP up 18%. Massive breakout. I told you these Chinese stocks are getting hot. Ctrip beats by 16 cents, beats on revenue. Now, I own other Chinese stocks. I don't own Ctrip right now. Needham starts Alphabet at a buy. Well, we've got a couple of the FANG stocks red hot right now, Facebook and Amazon, and so is Google. Look at Google go. Up $11 per share, breaking out today. Google on the move, or it's Alphabet on the move. Boy, the FANG stocks. Facebook, Amazon, Google. Let's just check in. Netflix has not been moving. It's been drifting lower recently, and it's up today a little bit is Netflix. YY, we already went through. They beat by 10 cents. That stock exploding to the upside. It's another one of those China stocks. And let's see if there's any others there. Not really. Okay, so my featured stock of the day today is going to be one that was in the news yesterday after the close. They reported earnings. They had sold off. In fact, it was one of the leaders of the NASDAQ to the downside yesterday. That's Salesforce. I continue to own Salesforce. There's not many $110 billion companies out there that have been growing their earnings by 43% per year over the last 5 years. Now, that's starting to decelerate. You can't keep up that kind of growth forever. But Salesforce is looking for 29% growth in earnings this year, 25% growth in earnings next year. That's a growth investor's dream. Their most recent quarter, they came in and reported after the close last night, their earnings were up 23%. Their sales were up 26%. They beat earnings by 15 cents. They beat on revenue. You would think that the stock would be a little bit more or up today. It's actually the stock is CRM is down 1.4%. It's sitting right on its support level. It's only a few bucks off of its all-time high. Salesforce has pretty much become the force in cloud, for sales, CRM, customer relationship management. And of course, that's the symbol of Salesforce, CRM. There are a lot of other CRM providers out there, but I think Salesforce has become the dominant player in that industry. Look at the numbers that Salesforce has put up. By the way, Salesforce is currently ranked number 152 out of 5,070 in my www.beststocksnowapp.com. It's really nice to look these stocks up. It's a very handy tool. Salesforce has been in the top tiers of my rankings for quite some time because it's one of the top performers in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, an investment in CRM has delivered 36% per year to investors with no guarantees going forward. It's tripled the returns of the market over a 10-year period of time. That gives it a performance grade of A. Over the last 3 years, it's almost tripled again the returns of the S&P 500. Why? Because it's growing much faster, their earnings, than the average stock in the S&P 500. Over the last 3 years, 31% per year, the market 11. And over the last 12 months, CRM Salesforce is up 33%, market down 5.7. From a valuation point of view, it's pulling back a little bit here. We'll see what I do with my target price. But as of yesterday, it had 74% upside potential. 74% gives it a C-plus value grade. But when you combine the value with the performance, I, again, come up with the stock that's ranked number 152 out of 5,070. 6 months, 3 months ago, it was ranked 68. 6 months ago, it was ranked number 253. 9 months ago, it was ranked number 242. It's been in that top echelon of the market for quite some time, Salesforce. Salesforce is pulling back a little bit today. It's down 1.3%. It was down about 4% yesterday in the big sell-off in the NASDAQ yesterday. But Salesforce comes in with better-than-expected earnings, and Salesforce is my featured stock of the day. Well, we've got a tour coming up. I'm going to hit the road again. I took a few months off here. But we will be back in Dallas. I'm looking forward to that on April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We'll be at the Dallas Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area there. We will be meeting with folks, appointments. Edie is keeping my book, my appointment book. And she says it's filling up fast. So if you'd like to reserve an appointment with Gunderson during that period of time when I'll be in Dallas, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. You can also go online to GundersonCapital.com to reserve or let us know that you'd like to meet with us while we're there. And then on to Sarasota. Boy, that's the week after the Kentucky Derby. Got to be thinking of that the first Saturday in May. Thinking of going this year. Maybe. We'll see. Anyways, we will be in Sarasota on May 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the Hyatt Regency, we don't have our everything completely buttoned up yet, but that's our plan. Is the Hyatt Regency once again. And this time, we didn't do a workshop in Sarasota last year. This year, I want to do a workshop for my friends in Sarasota, Florida. Well, that wraps up another show. The market, the NASDAQ down 3 right now. We're kind of bouncing all over the place. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now radio show. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.